dining hall.
Look strong and us fishing the strong longest sportsmanship, okay?
Huh? Are they letting balloons loose?
That said, hey, play hard, hit hard, but stay off the head, let's stay off high, all right? Now, you guys are the captains of your team. If anything gets out of hand with other players, you are the captains. Tell them to settle down. You don't want it to get to us, all right? Mark, you got anything? All right, well, we're on the ground. Roll off, push off the ground. Don't push off other players, okay? All right, that's tails, heads. All right, go ahead and call it. Tails, I heard. It is heads. LBA1, what do you want to do? You going to defer to the second half?
Defer it, boys.
You want the ball. What goal do you want to defend first? You're going to defend the north goal. Okay. All right.
And that is your wireless mic picking up courtesy of Screen Tech. Let Dale at Screen Tech help you with all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Screen Tech offers screen printed apparel, custom banner signs, and vinyl wraps and decals. You can wrap your vehicle just like the KISD vehicle there at Screen Tech. As Christian down there on the coin toss, you heard right there, Albia won the coin toss, Dan Stocker, and has elected to defer. And that means that defense is on the field right away. That is your football team in the north end zone, a giant helmet, full of smoke, getting ready to take the field. Let's keep it right there. That is your football team in that north end zone. Dan, as PCM looks from the south end zone at this spectacle as the band builds a tunnel to the huge banner to run through.
Yeah, you know, that helmet is, you know, about 12, 15 feet high, inflated out there. The whole team's in there, and it's their own moment, and we get to be a part of that. That is so awesome.
Green Tech Wireless Mic bringing you this 3D action.
Band has got the tunnel formed.
Oh, buddy, goosebumps are popping everywhere.
I think Jimmy climbed inside that bass drummer, man. Oh, dude, I just chilled. That chilled, man. That's awesome.
It. Oh, they're excited.
What a sight it is.
No better than that.
Wow. That's a way to start a ball game right there, folks. No matter what happens the rest of the night, it's just a great, great event, great spectacle here. The wireless mic's going just clear as can be right there with the band. Jimmy's got a drumstick in one hand and a microphone in the other. He's helping the drum corps.
I think that's a turkey leg. Ah, your Screen Tech wireless mics 3D. Jimmy, how about that, buddy? That's how you get ready.
Goosebumps, here we go, man! Riggy diggy ding! It's Friday Night Football!
Oh, my goodness. Ah, T down there, buddy. I don't know. I'm ready to go.
Oh, how could you not be? I mean, that's just, that gives me just good. Oh, I love it.
And that is a Big T and Jimmy and Big C. Big C, buddy, you look like you've been rolled up and ready to go. I don't know if you're going to move much in that outfit. You didn't need all that clothing on. All you need to do is stand out there and get warmed up, buddy. These guys are hot.
Man, they are hot and on a roll. Woo, that huddle. Woo, smoke going everywhere. Man, they're in the zone, baby. They're in the zone. They're ready to go. We're looking for a great night of football today.
Ah, well, we got to get down in the trenches and get the In the Trench Report Summer's Car Credit in Oskaloosa. And Big T and Jimmy, the tag team duo of fun. And they will get you not only the vehicle you're looking for, but they'll finance it. Big T and Jimmy, give us the In the Trench Report.
Jimmy, tonight we've got two unbeaten teams.
Get dirty.
District 7, Class 2A. What do we got to do tonight in the trenches to win this ball game, get a district title?
Down and dirty. I mean clean, but down and dirty, man. It's go time. Be tough. It's our house. It's our field. It's our time. It's pink out. It's time to get crazy. Go get some pigs. That's how you do it, Joe.
Albia's defense is going to be on the field first, and let's take a look at that defensive starting lineup brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. They're a great lineup at United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. Give Ryan, Nate, or Alan Ammons or anyone on their great staff a call right now. 932-7796, and they'll help you find the that new home, farm, or hunting property. United Country Hawkeye Farm Management, here's your defensive starting lineup.
Brendan Bassett, D end.
Chase Little, D tackle.
Trevor Byford, D tackle.
Josiah Harris, defense end.
Landon Hermson, linebacker.
Bryce Leshen, linebacker.
Carter Ray Isley, linebacker.
Blake Lawless, linebacker.
Tony Smashin Leshen, corner.
Hunter Walden, corner.
Blake Bear, free safety.
That is your defensive starting lineup on the Southern Iowa wow. Technology text line. A pitcher text coming in, and this is Jimmy in the helmet.
Smoke a roller.
Oh, my gosh. We are having fun tonight. We will definitely send that to the studio. That will make if Coach Huber gets, what, 20,000? Yeah. Over 20,000 hits on Facebook with his picture. Yeah. This one is going to yeah. triple that.
Hey, that's a big helmet. That's a big helmet.
Yeah. It disappeared next to you, though.
Ew, that little.
The defense, Dan, going to be on the field first.
Yeah, and that's, you know, been our bread and butter. We like to start with that. The defense has just been stellar all year long. Number two points in points allowed in Class 2A this year. So very stout. They set the tone for that offense. Gives a short field position more often than not, which just sets the offense up really well to get lots of points. So it's a great combination, but I love seeing that defense out there first.
Well, Bill Anderson texts in. He is so excited that we're going to be covering the Cubs in the postseason.
Yeah.
He is a huge Cub fan. I mean, some of the biggest Cub fans you'll find, I think.
You know, there's a lot of Cub fans out there now, and they're excited to have their favorite team of all time back in this deep in the playoffs. And congratulations to them. I mean, I'm not a Chicago Cub fan, and they've suffered long and hard, and
paid a price.
Yeah, yep.
170 years, but if they get to the World Series, they'll catch it right here. Come on, Big Blue, show them what you got. Alex Lowry on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to see your pictures of your bonfire tonight, 641-799-1437. Let's get to your Dewey Motor Company keys to tonight's football game right here before kickoff.
You know, it's a focus on the game again and play strong defense. The defense will set the tone. So that to me, it's the key will be this defensive possession. This one and the next one will really set the tone.
Bassett set to kick off for the Blue Demons. Cheering on Blue Demons from our warm, cozy home. Go Big Blue, Chris, Carol Ann, Sample, and the boys. And we are underway here. Two undefeateds here in District 7 underway. Here's a kickoff. Return out to the 20-yard line. Brought down right away. Great open field tackle there by Landon Hermson.
Great job, Landon Hermson slide through. First off, Hunter Weldon, our pregame interview, stuffed up the blocker. The blocker could not move him at all. And so that made the return man have to stop a second at the 20-yard line. Landon Hermson came in, wrapped him up, and threw him down.
Well, here it is, guys. Christian, this is you got to set the tempo right here on defense, and that's why Albie's put that defense out there. They have been so good and stingy. They can really set the tone of the football game.
PCM has a really good offense, so it's really critical right now that we set the tone of the game and get a four and out right here.
PCM, I formation, one receiver split to the right side. Quarterback comes under center. Long snap. Here's a handoff, and a hit right at the line of scrimmage by Blake the Bulldog Lawless, the outlaw. a gain of 3 yards. There was a nice hole there to begin with, but Lawless read that really quick, Dan, and reacted and made a nice tackle to keep it to a couple 3 yards.
Yeah, and we heard, you know, Josiah Harris talk about that. They just got a really big, strong offensive line, and they're going to be able to move some people around. They're also going to give good pass protection when Gilman sets up the pass. So it's a team that's going to look to run and throw. So it'll be interesting to see. The Blue Demons will just have to do assignment alignment football like we always talk about.
We'll get the scoring update after this play here. Gilman under center. High formation. Here is a handoff over the right side. Hit and brought down right away. A gang of Blue Demon tacklers. A gain of 3 yards. Going to bring a third down. Five. We got the Friday Night Lake Big Board. It's getting lit up here on this football Friday night. Lights. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, lots of scores coming in from the games that started at 7 o'clock tonight. It is Highland on top of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 24-0. Wayne is blanking Harmony, 29-0, and it's Linville, Sully, 14, North Mahaska, 0. Also in a game that started at 7, Pella and Seidel. Pella is up on Seidel, 27-0. Sigourney Kyoto out early on Columbus Junction, 14-0. That's a look at your Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Passes up for grabs and incomplete right there. Tony Leshin. And in the backfield was Carter Isley. Jimmy, he really got in there in a hurry and made the quarterback throw out the back of his heels.
Oh, they're going hard, Jace. It's go time.
Tony Leshin did a great job. Deep, good, well thrown ball even on the back throw there. Receiver's going up big. I think that was number four, Luke Greiner, who's 6'2". But Tony Leshin just giddied up that ladder, knocked it out at the last second. It was a great job. And, again, great pressure.
You're two men pressure. Right there in coverage, Dan. Really good job.
You're going to see pressure, I think, on him all night long.
Fourth down, five. Here comes the punt. The punt is off. It's off the end of the foot. And will bounce and go out of bounds at about midfield. And once again, T, this defense gives the offense a short field to work with.
Give us a short field, buddy. That ends up being a score most of the time.
Ball at the 50-yard line. Let's take a look at your United Country Hawkeye Farm Management's offensive starting lineup.
And wings, Osine, tight end.
Yeah, Trent Garver, backside tackle.
Hunter, the fireman, Mackinich, backside guard.
Casey Zinski, center.
Ira Mako, frontside guard.
Nick Karkowski, frontside tackle.
Kyle Sinnott, slot back.
Cade Michael, Dale Crawl.
Look at here.
Wide receiver. Go,
Brett
go.
Michael, yes. Freshwater, fullback.
Carter Ray Isley, running back.
Blake Baby Bear, quarterback.
There is your 43 pile, and it goes for 10 yards, Dan. And that offensive line, like a road graders. And Freshwater gets the first down on the first carry of this first quarter.
Here's
Isley in his way inside the 35-yard line, a gain of 5 yards. That offensive line, see, really controlling the offensive line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's where the game's won right there. Offensive line's controlling the line of scrimmage, making really good blocks, firing out low and hard. And that's what you got to do in big games like this.
Carter Isley averaging 8.1 yards a carry. I mean, that's over the season. That's insane. I mean, that's the holes that are created by that offensive line.
Second down, five. Albie at the 35-yard line of PCM. Here's a fake handoff. Rolling back, being pursued, and then being brought down. Great defensive pressure there by PCM. Three guys to make the stop on Bear. They did not bite on that play fake.
Did not, and a good penetration. The Lions, we talk about them, are the run plays. They do a great job. Passing's different for them, and that's something they've got to work on. So that's don't get too excited or nervous about that, but that's something the offensive line has got to work on, is that pass protection and getting themselves set and standing in front. Again, we've got some big guys on that defensive line.
Big loss there of 10 yards. Third down, 15 here for Albie. A pitch to the left side. Isley trying to get to the corner. Gets the block. Trying to kick it to the outside. Hit, and then stays on his feet and still gets 5 or 6 yards. And, you know, PCM's really excited they kept him to 6 yards, Dan, but yeah. I'm telling you what, he was hit, and he carried 3 or 4 guys running at an angle. He wasn't even standing upright.
And you're talking about early in the game when everybody's fresh, and so this is the time when everyone should hit the hardest, make the most stops. You know, this isn't late in the game where Carter usually can wear guys down, so that's impressive for him to keep be able to overpower and keep moving that pile.
Fourth down and 10. Albie really paid for that second down loss of 15. Fourth down and 10 for Albie. Punt formation. Bear gets the punt off. A nice corner punt bounces at the 10, rolls into the 5-yard line,
wow.
And it
good.
Will be down at the 2-yard line.
Wow.
That's beautiful special teams play right there, Big T.
Oh, my gosh, that was the perfect ball right down to the 1-yard line.
Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Live Studio. Jay Mill, give us a quick update.
All right, leaving you guys on live so we don't miss the action at the 2. A couple other scores to give you. Pekin leads Waco 14-7, and it is It is Pella Christian up on West Marshall 20-0, and Columbus Junction's just scored on Sigourney Kyoto. It's now Sigourney Kyoto 14, Columbus Junction 7. Let's go back live to you in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
PCM with the football at the 2-yard line. No score here. 8:20 to go in the first quarter. High formation. Gilman under center. Abby looks to bring a little linebacker blitz. Here's a handoff.
Oh, right there,
brought
right
down.
Might have lost a yard.
Man alive.
Blake Lawless.
Yeah, Jimenez.
Blake showed the stunt, the blitz there, and he indeed brought it and met him at the goal line, it looked like. But, boy, he was able to fall forward to the 2.
You know, Jimmy, Blake is not very big, and he is absolutely relentless. He has no fear. He goes in there with the big boys and does not hesitate.
He is the outlaw.
Man alive, he is fun to watch.
He's down there with a great view of this possession here, so we'll have to get his insights.
Second down and 11, a one-yard loss. Gilman at the one-yard line stands up, and he's going to call a timeout. PCM does not like what they are seeing. 7:41 to go, opening quarter. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. No score here in Albia. Don't go anywhere.
Sennett Funeral Home is locally owned and operated with a new location opening this fall. Our staff, Jen and I, are proud to be part of the community, supporting and helping families in their time of need. Just like the Albia athletes and their philosophy of every man a brother, they're supporting each other at every event. Sennett Funeral Home, proud to support the Albia Athletics.
Couple other quick scores here for you as Knoxville's just scored on Oskaloosa. It's 7-0. Knoxville on top there. And another update here for you on Highland EBF. It's Highland 24, Eddyville Blakesburg 0. We'll keep you up to date. And now back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Give a shout out to Jeff Staten, Coach Staten's son, listening from Story City. His son playing tonight, and want to give a shout out to Brian and Braden Reed. They're topping off another semi load of corn. Look at that, Dan.
Wow, that's good harvest there.
Friday Night Lights glowing in the background. Well, glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night, a big football Friday night. This is a showdown. PCM, undefeated in district. Albia, undefeated in district. And Dan, this is not only for district championship, but the pecking order into the postseason.
Very much so. You know, the number one team for Albia gets us home field advantage throughout the postseason, so it's real critical for this game.
Two receivers to the far side. Second down, 11. Gilman rolling back. Little pressure now, and Gilman has to throw it off the back of his foot. It's up for grab and incomplete. Boy, that pocket was there for a while, Christian, but big number 76, Blackford, back there to disrupt the throwing of Gilman.
Yeah, Blackford did a really good job right there. He's shown his quickness. You can tell just how much he's improved from last year, and you can tell the weight loss that he has. He just looks like a whole different person out there, and he's gotten stronger in the weight room, and his quickness got to the quarterback and made that interruption.
Go get them, Big Blue. Tonight's your night. Tom and Charlie. Glad to have the mayor listening in tonight. Love you, Tommy. Third down long here. Third and 11. Now two receivers to the far side, one here to the near side. Albie looks to bring a middle blitz. Quarterback rolling back. Here comes some pressure. Being pursued. It goes out to the flat. It's up. That's a big hit, baby. Oh, Bryce Leshen. Right there in man coverage on the a little pass to the sidelines, Dan, and that receiver just got annihilated. And ball falls out of his hands, incomplete.
And watch that going forward, too. You're going to hear footsteps all the rest of the night. And Gilman is getting pressure. I mean, that's just how he avoided that. That's the credit to him. But they're deep in their own area there. Got another text coming here. Aaron Kester sent a couple pictures. Got his nice little plate of food, wings going on second try. And he's also wants to let you know that he can't tell if we're number one or number two, but he likes it either way.
Here's a fourth down punt here. It's an end-over-end kick. It bounces at the 25-yard line and will be downed at the 35, and that's where Albia's offense, once again, tee a short field to work with.
Man, this defense is just stepping up right now. Let's see if we can get her in the end zone.
What'll be interesting to see is when the offensive line got a chance to get on the board, can they talk about what they saw defensively from that pressure on that one pass play? Because that's something we still got to continue to work on.
I think they were setting up a screen,
and
that's probably why they didn't. They let him go too quick.
Yeah, and that's what they got to talk. You know they're talking on it. So I look forward to seeing the progression here from one possession to the next.
Here's the handoff, Isley, over the left side. Get some blocking room. And then we'll be brought down after a gain of about 2 or 3 yards.
Whistle blown dead and not brought down.
Yeah, he never did get brought to the ground. But, Jimmy, in that last possession for Albia, The offensive line outside of that one play was really making some big holes for Isley to run through.
Oh, we're doing fine. Just one with one play. You know, we had to go back, you know, but I think we're controlling the line of scrimmage. We'll be fine.
Mom and Dad are in Albion, but Cody and I are listening. Go Big Blue from Casa Grande, Arizona. I saw JD in the bank the other day. Albion, second down and 7. Here's a fake handoff. Running with it is a Bear. Bear gets the outside, gets the block, fights for a yard. He's at the 30-yard line and will be wrestled down about 2 or 3 yards short of that first down marker.
What about a 6-yard pickup there? So good run out of Blake. You know, we talk about this, the guys run the ball, and Carter gets a lot of credit as he deserves. But, you know, Blake comes in with a high average as well. But this whole team, there's not one person rushing for less than 6 yards a carry. And that's unheard of, you know, for it to have everyone up and down. Usually your quarterbacks sometimes get sacked and they don't get many yards. And
Ryan Romanko was out there pulling, Christian. I think that's a lot of the reason why we got such great line play that, you know, Dan, you're right. These backs are getting 5 and 6 yards a carry. But yeah. Ryan Romanko was out there pulling that backside guard. And Albia. Yeah, here you are, see?
He did an excellent job right there, showing his quickness as a backside guard and got around and made some execution blocks right there.
Well, he's got to be quick out of his stance, and you got to be quick out of your stance. And then, Christian, you got to know where you're going. And what I mean by that is you got to follow that narrow wall blockers downfield. Otherwise, you'll get caught in the backfield behind the running back.
Yeah, you got literally you're running right across the offensive lineman's butts, and you're looking in right away once you get past the tackle on the backside, and you really got to be running as fast as you can, otherwise you're going to get trampled by the fasty running backs back there. So
you get trampled by Carter Isley, you know you got trampled, Dan.
Yeah, you'll hear in footsteps. And, you know, Christian brings up a great point, too, that you got to trust the rest of your line that they're firing out, because if they go back at all, I mean, he's just getting bumped. So everyone on that line's got to execute and do it exactly right, or this play doesn't do anything for us.
Albia, third down here and 3. That may be offsides on PCM. Flag comes in, and it is encroachment on the Mustangs. A hard snap there.
That's a Coach State, Mary. That timeout was designed for that, to make sure the team knew what to do. We're going to hard count, pull the defense offside, and get the first down. Great coaching out of Coach State.
You know, Jimmy, the defense can get a real advantage when they've got that timing down. And that's why you have to change up the cadence. That time it works for Albia.
That's crazy. I think that timeout, that's exactly what Dan's saying. I think Coach said, you know, do something like that to get that extra yard we needed.
First down and 10 for Albion. Ball at the 24-yard line. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. Here's Carter Isley over the right side this time. Hit and then fights for it. Spins out of a defender inside the 20-yard line. Down close to the 17. 5, maybe 6 yards again on first down, Dan. And that was hard-fought yards for Carter Isley.
And we're seeing him just hit the line as hard as we've seen him, too. He's really running hard. He's got that whole, just all the plethora of moves that he's got between the spin move and then the speed and the power. And so he's really bringing it and starting off on a good sets here on his first two possessions.
Second down, 4. Here's Isley again. Right side has some running room. Hit at the 15-yard line. Piles forward. He's going to be close to that first down marker. A big tee down there on the sidelines. That's going to be a close one.
Yeah, I think we're about a half a yard short.
I didn't think that spot was the greatest. I thought he fell forward a little bit better, but officials are down there, so that's all right. Brings up 3-1.
At the 14-yard line. Third down in the yard. Albie inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Local Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield representative. Here is Isley over the right side, hitting the backfield, gets through the defender, splits the defenders to the 5.
There you go, right there.
Carter, the Iceman Isley. Dan, he was stood up at the line of scrimmage, fought through that tackler, cut through a sea of white jerseys to the right side, takes it in for the first score of the night. Touchdown, Albia, Senate Funeral Home. Touchdown, Carter, the Iceman Isley.
You know, what's just hard to explain is Carter's size. Not only the strength and the speed and the power and all this, but his size. Defender came in here, hit him, but couldn't wrap up. And if you're not going to wrap him up, you're not bringing him down. Hitting him hard is not going to do it. Two other defenders got him about 3 yards downfield. Same thing there. They didn't wrap him up, and he just bounces off them. So he's just so tough to bring down.
Jimmy, that starts to wear on those defenders. Here's the extra point. It's up. It's good. But it really wears on those defenders, taking a beating from Carter Isley.
He's just a big boy. I'm telling you, that does. That makes it tough as a defensive lineman.
Let's take a quick timeout. 7-0 Albion. 4:53 to go in this first quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
This is Brian Lindbergh, Brewgiver. Well, Oktoberfest is here. This year we're on the ball and we have our own pumpkin beer as well as the Oktoberfest coming out. Tapping it Saturday at noon. So come on out. We have special t-shirts and glasses available. Kind of advertising Oktoberfest. And we also do carry out pizzas at Albee Brewing Company. We are just so good at brewing beer that you'll want to slap your mama.
All right. Get down there and see them. They've got the game on. We want to say hello to everybody down there at Albee Brewing Company, the cooks in the kitchen making those pizzas, as well as everybody out listening. You can hear that game right now at Albee Brewing Company if you want to stop in. And they tapped those beers a couple weeks ago, so you can get on in there and try their new fall beers are awesome at Albee Brewing Company. And thanks to Albee Brewing for providing all of our food here for the crew up here at Friday Night Lights, just above Albee Brewing in the studio, as well as the press box as well. It's now time for the GP Insurance Kickoff. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. Now let's get back to Ironman Field for the GP Insurance Kickoff.
Bassett tees it up. The Blue Demons with a 7-0 lead here. 4:53 to go in the first quarter. Short field, and Albee takes advantage of the short field on offense. Here's Bassett. He gets this one in a boot.
Wow.
This one into the end zone. It's a touchback, and boy, that was on liftoff, Christian. He kicked the tar out of that thing.
Yeah, that almost went through the uprights right there. That's a good kick.
You know, it was kind of a low bounce. You know, give yourself a chance. Yeah, the coverage team was on there, but I like that too, Jimmy. That was a great call, a good decision.
Oh, boys, good job.
Might not have got any yards, but I still like that.
Yeah, I know. It plays with guts. You like Jimmy, you love players that get out there and fear nothing.
He's got speed. He's got the talent. Why not try it? What are you out, man?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're out. You're out with all these 11 white jerseys coming right in your grill.
He don't care.
First down here. Here's running with it. Carter Isley over to left side. Gets, just absolutely runs. He stiffs arms about four different white jerseys. Each white jersey disappeared after the shove off on the stiff arm, Dan. Really incredible.
You know, that's that strength that he has and that wrestling ability with his hands. Just shoves him down. He's got big, old, broad hands and so strong. And, yeah, shoved him down and then popped his shoulder after a five-yard pickup out of bounds.
Second down and five here. Albee out in front, 7-0. Here's Isley again. This time runs into a little traffic, a couple of bodies that fell on the 40-yard line, and really couldn't get through there because he had nowhere to step.
That Ethan Thomas, he's a 6'2", 245-pound defensive tackle. And just very impressed with how he plays. He gets through there pretty good, so the line's just got to be careful and know where he is and get him knocked down and get him out of the play.
T, how about the physicality of this PCM football team? You know, they're really a big, physical, strong football team.
They are, you know. I mean, they're here to play. I mean, they're doing good.
Here, Bear rolls back, throws it downfield. Had a receiver open, just overthrew him.
Michael Terrell's come in as a receiver, been in a series. Just couldn't chase that ball down, but Blake Bear threw it. The only spot he could throw it, making sure it wasn't intercepted. So good effort there. Nice pass play, good protection for Blake.
Fourth down now. Albee looks to have to punt again here. 2:47 to go here in this opening quarter. If you're just joining us, PCM, Dan, according to the Register, sixth rated in the state. Albee is still number one.
Yeah, top 10 matchup here. And so it's what you like. It's what you hope for.
Albee in the punt formation. Bear set the punt for the Blue Demons, standing back at the Albee 32-yard line. Here comes the snap. Bear gets into a bullet. Woo! He sends this thing deep.
Oh,
it bounces at the 10-yard line, goes sideways, and will die right at the 5-yard line. How about that? See that little circus act of kicking there by Blake Bear.
Man, did you see the spiral on that ball? That was a perfectly kicked ball right there. Got all the way down to the 5-yard line. Woo!
The ability from Blake Bear? The punt before a couple possessions ago, it was just short field, so he kind of pooched kicked that a little bit, dropped it at the two. This one, he's got all the field to work with, gets his leg into it, puts a perfect spiral so it goes as far as possible, and then it just died on the 5-yard line.
Shout out to Go Big Blue, Joe and Kathy Welsh from an RV in the Mojave Desert. Well, hello in the Mojave Desert. It feels a little chilly up here. It feels like the night of the desert in the night. Albee with a 7-0 lead. Quarterback Gilman stands at the goal line in the shotgun, rolls back, has some pressure from there. See the backside pressure coming. Bassett gets chased. Is a throw downfield up for grabs. Incomplete.
That's how you play defense.
6-on-6. That was Reed Jenkins, the intended receiver, being covered by Tony Leshen.
Good job out of him. And again, Gilman on the run. It's hard to make a good, accurate throw, but he does very well. But just well defended by Tony Leshen.
Got a scoring update here in just a moment. Third down or second down now and a 10. 2:31 to go in this opening quarter. 7-0 Albion if you're just joining us. Gilman. The ball at the 5-yard line for the Mustangs, their own 5-yard line. Gilman stands in his own end zone out of the shotgun. Three receivers out to the near side. Gilman, this time, has time. Throws it down across the middle of the body.
Oh, great shot.
Carter had set back in that little flat right across the middle of the field. Dan did a good job of linebacker reading that and nearly got the INT.
Well, we've been sending those inside linebackers on some stunts there, and so I think the PCM thought, well, let's do a crossing pattern across the middle. It'll be wide open, but Carter dropped back and just sat right on that pass route.
PCM bringing some tempo to their offense here. Third down and 10. They got three receivers out to the far side, one here to the near side. One back in the backfield, Gilman, from the end zone. Out of the shotguns. He's going to step up. He throws it across his body. And right there is
Bulldog,
the outlaw, Lawless, and he knocks it down. A great coverage defensively, and it's going to bring a fourth down and 10 here. 2:20 to go after this punt. We'll get you a scoring update as the fast and furious Friday night that we have here.
PCM really going quick here, not taking any time and to huddle up, and they're trying to get the Blue Demons off pace on this possession, but the Blue Demons have risen to that challenge and have bring up a 4th-and-10 situation in the shadow of the goalpost.
He is standing back at the back of the end zone. He gets a kickoff, end-over-end kick, bounces at the 35-yard line, and will roll dead at the 34, where Albie's offense with another short field to work with. Let's run back to the Friday Night Light Studios. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, scoring update brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home, the Friday Night Lights big board. Albie leads 7-0 on PCM here at home. Carlisle in the second period up on Sheraton. The Chargers down by a touchdown. It's Carlisle 7, the Chargers 0. Highland leads EBF 32-0, and it's Wayne on top of Harmony 57-0. Linville Sully leads North Mahaska 29-0. Moravia and their unbeaten season. They want to continue now 50-0 on top of Melcher Dallas. Sigourney Kyoto leads Columbus Junction 28-7. It's Knoxville now with another score on Oski 14-0, and CMB leads North Polk 7-0. Central Decatur just scored on Clark. It's 6-0 there. And a couple more quick scores here for you as Pella leads Seidel 41-0. Pella Christian on top of West Marshall 27-0. Pekin leads Waco 14-10 in a close one there, and we'll continue to keep you up to date with the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Let's go back live now to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Freshwater once again. I think that was Freshwater again, Dan.
No,
that was Carter this time. But Freshwater on first down had a nice 5-yard pickup, nearly six yards.
Yeah. And then Carter Isley comes back on the next play. He goes to the right side and gets the they're going to mark it short. I thought that was a first down. Carter just had pushed that pile. Good 4.5 yards. But the officials say, not so fast, my friend. 24-yard line's the ball, but just a 1/2 yard short.
Second down or third down and less than a yard. Here is a counter play running with it. It's Isley. Isley hitting the backfield, fights forward and dives for. He's going to looks like he's going to have enough for a first down. Big T, you're right there.
Waiting for the spot. And first down.
Attaboy, Big T. That's a First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank, Albion, Eddyville, and don't forget their convenient location on Benton Avenue for that drive through. And they're opened early in the morning and get you taken care of for all your banking needs.
You bet. Blue Demons, if we get first down, it'd be a nice opportunity. Maybe try a little pass play if they wanted to try something a little quick out, quick hit. Maybe a freshwater coming through like we've seen on the
Oh, they're going to hand it right off to Freshwater, running straight ahead. Gets to the defender. Freshwater nearly broke that thing through, Dan.
Shoestring.
It was a shoestring tackle. He had gotten through that pummel. Albus, they'll bunch all together, hand the ball off to the fullback, and it really gets hard to know who and what's got the football.
Very tight, and then Brett just squirted out and almost got a touchdown.
Second down and less than a yard. Here's Freshwater bounces off the pile, fighting forward, has the first down all the way down to the 12-yard line. And Albia will move the chains. Another First Iowa State Bank first down into the blue zone, brought to you by Summers Insurance, your local Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield representative. 16 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. 7-0 Albia, and the Blue Demons knocking on the door one more time.
You know, 1st and 10 for the Blue Demons on the 12, so they can still get a first down without having to score. But I certainly want to punch this thing in right now. 7-0.
5 seconds and counting here. Bear under center. He's going to fake a handoff. Bear trying to run to the right side. Gets hit and gets by the defender. Jumps over the defender. Stays on his feet. Oh, my goodness. He jumped a defender, Dan. Was turning sideways. And somehow juked by the next level defender, takes it all the way down inside the 7 yard line, down to the 5 yard line, where Albie will have the football. What a move!
You know, he did. He dropped his shoulder like he's going to go man on man with the guy, and as soon as the defender went down, he just how he hurdled that, bent over, but got over the top, and then went through another one, and the defender took him out of bounds. But boy, what a great job out of Blake Bear to get that that run, and almost had another touchdown here for the Blue Demons, just knocking on the door.
Yeah, first quarter is in the books. When we come back, Albia will have its second down and 3 from the 5 yard line. The Blue Demons trying to put another 6 up on that scoreboard. 7-0 Blue Demons. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Don't go anywhere.
Buddy Ron is full of advice, most of it bad. So when Ron said you'd never afford a John Deere, you knew better. Now that you own one, Ron knows better too. Introducing the E-Series tractors, legendary John Deere quality at an unexpectedly low price, with an MSRP starting under $12,000. Visit your dealer for a test drive today.
For legendary John Deere service, visit your local Sinclair Tractor location today. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com.
Wrap up all your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle & Henderson PC, now accepting new clients in their Albia and Oskaloosa locations. Call Selena Henderson or Annie Tharp at 932-7567 to schedule an appointment.
Second down or third down and 3 for the Blue Demons, the ball at the 5 yard line. Here's a handoff, Freshwater with it again, fighting forward inside the 5, down close to the goal line, and boy, Dan, he is earning some hard, hard yards there inside the 5 yard line.
What I really like this possession is Coach Staten is allowing Brett, who's worked so hard doing all the dirty things for this Blue Demon squad, he's got a lot of touches on this possession, trying to show, flex the muscle of this offense, how potent they are in all the different positions. So be interested to see if they let Brett try to get this touchdown here.
First down and goal to go from the 1 yard line, just underway here, second quarter. Albie with the football and a 7-0 lead. Here is Freshwater again running forward, trying to fight for it, and this time he will be stopped, and a flag comes in. I don't know. It's hard to see how you would get a hold.
Yeah, really of anything, quite honestly, either side. It's just a tough little scrum in there, unless there's a face mask pull or something. But
possibly, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Officials are conferring and move the flag just a bit.
Looks
like it's going to be on the Blue Demons. I see PCM clapping.
We might have had a block below.
Little chop.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get past the line of scrimmage. Kind of. Ooh, personal foul. And you know what, you guys? He didn't even mic'd up.
No.
I could hear him up here.
He was that way in the freshman game. Very boisterous.
He's at the 5 yard line. He yells at. Who needs a microphone? He's on the Screen Tech, not wireless mic.
Well, there's no wire out there, so it's still wireless.
Well, that's a 15-yard mark off all the way back to the 17-yard line. That's a big penalty, Jimmy.
You know, it brings up, it's still first and goal, but the ball's on the 17, so the Blue Demons have got a lot of work. We'll see if what they've got up their sleeve, and lots of options here.
Go Big Blue. Trey Sample checking in. Go Big Blue from Brad C. and the spin man in Knoxville, Albia. First down, goal to go from the 17-yard line. Here's a pitch to Isley, trying to get to the left side. Waiting for the block. It's cuts to the field. 10, 5, take it to the house. Yeah. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, and that's how you score a touchdown from 17 yards out. That's how you make up for a penalty. Just pitch it to Carter Isley.
Well, and great job of reading his lead blocks. I think that's Brett Freshwater out there. Set up his man. Carter just hesitated enough so that Brett could get a good angle and position on the outside backer, and then he pushed him out, and Carter cuts inside, reads the block perfectly, and sprints to the corner pylon and gets the touchdown. 13-0 is our score with the PAT coming.
A Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, after a 15-yard mark off on a personal foul, Albia scores on the next carry. Here's the extra point. It's up. It's good. 14-0 Albia. 11-13 to go first half. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
When you're ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction in Albia. They'll move the earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, or a basement, whatever you need, they can do it. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. Give Dean, Michael, or Natalie a call at 777-3774. That's 777-3774, and let them move the earth for you. Lathrop Construction, moving the earth for you, and proud sponsors of Albia Athletics. Albia now leads 14-0. We'll have a complete scoring update coming up for you. Don't forget the post-game wrap-up brought to you by Boyle and Henderson. That's coming up at the end of the game. And right before, of course, our weekly Friday Night Lights Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance. KIIC is your exclusive home for Super Bowl 50 and the Chicago Cubs and Kansas City Royals on the radio in the Major League Baseball playoffs from ESPN, the number one name in sports right here on KIIC. We're ready for our GP Insurance kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. Let's go back live to Ironman Field.
Here's your return and brought down.
What a takedown!
Bryce Leshen just picks him up and sets him down. Dan, a little help from his friend, Goldenfoot Hunter Weldon.
Yeah, Bryce came down, was blocked by an up man, but just shifted off of that block just enough as the runner was coming around the corner there and just wrapped him up at the waist, picked him up, and him and Hunter just...
And the Mustangs set the punt. Here comes the punt. This one, a short punt off the edge of his foot again. It bounces, though, at the 35-yard line, rolls down the sideline, and gets a friendly PCM bounce, and it'll be taken out of bounds at the 21-yard line. Now, see, this offense comes out. It's got a long field to work with. And so it's going to be important for this offense to march the ball down the field. This will be a nice opportunity to get better here offensively.
Hey, you know what? It'd be great to melt 9 minutes off the clock right here, go in and score, and then you get the ball to start the second half. That's what I would love to see right here.
That's absolutely the right thing there. Nice, slow, sustaining drive if we can do it. Like, say, 9 minutes left in the half. Blue Demons are very good at scoring just before halftime on most nights.
Here is Isley over the right side, and he'll be pushed down from behind. It wasn't tackled. He was pushed pushed down, pushed forward, and he gets a gain of 5 yards on first down. Part of the Iceman Isley.
Again, don't want to forget to keep announcing a great hole at the point of attack. And anytime Carter can get that first 3 or 4 yards going and get his speed up, just makes it hard to defend.
Here is a pitcher text. Roger George checking in, making worm gears. And listening to Big Blue winning. Here is Heisley forward. Wow. How about the humanity, Jimmy? They just, that whole offensive line gathers together and just pushes people everywhere.
I would hate to play defense against them because it's just a wall of blue.
You know, and they're going right up the middle there against that. Again, PCM's got that. I'm impressed with the way he plays that Ethan Thomas for PCM. He's a big, strong, physical guy, but they're just going right at him. And I think that's what you do when you've got an opposing man there. Attack him. Don't run away from him. And it's working well.
Third down here. Isley over the right side, waits for a block, stumbles forward, gets hit by five jerseys, and they will still not bring him down, Dan. And there literally was five white jerseys there. PCM, T, is doing a good job. They really are getting to the point of contact. But it's just really hard to stop him on another first down.
They get to the point of contact, but, I mean, that's exactly what it says, contact. And, I mean, they're not bringing him down. I mean, he takes them another 3, 4, 5 yards.
The flaming A, because that is it. Look at that.
No,
look at that. That's a bonfire.
Forget the electric.
Flaming A, because the demons are on fire.
Bootleg.
Here's a bootleg. Running with the football. It's Bear. Hits it outside. Midfield to the 45-yard line. Blake Bear. Absolutely got that corner turn, but Dan, there's something on the field we don't like to see, and it's yellow.
Yeah, it looks like it could probably be a holding call. But the other thing that's very impressive is Nick Yarkoski was out there lead blocking, was about 15 yards downfield.
He was boogieing.
And going after the corner, a very fast position player. And so did a good job getting out there and helped get that extra up.
All right, let's get a scoring update while they mark off this penalty, a holding penalty on Albia. Back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill gives that scoring update.
And let's leave you guys on live so we don't miss anything. Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board has Albia up 14-0. Carlisle 21, Sheraton nothing. Knoxville scored just now on Oski 28-0 is the Panthers over the Indians. Sigourney Kyoto 34, Columbus Junction 13. Also, Pekin still leads Waco 14-10. A couple other quick ones as they get ready for action back at your location. Highland leading Eddyville Blakesburg 38-0. Let's go back live to you in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
I think everyone's competing tonight to who can build the biggest fire. Here's Carter Isley gets to the right side, waiting for a block, and will run out to the 30-yard line. Dan, the ball was marked back all the way to the 22, so a 7-yard gain after the penalty as Michael Freshwater, Sherry Gordon, they built a huge flaming A. And I look over here to the south end zone. You pointed it out, Dan. Look at the flame that we can see over there in the Popson yard.
They just put another log on over there, man, and you know they're listening. They're going to keep Toasty warm. We've got a great view of the game just across the road.
Hello, Popson clan. Over there on B Avenue, right across from the stadium. Second down here for the Blue Demons. Here's a handoff, Isley over the right side again. Fights forward, has a gain of about 4 or 5 yards, and a nice gain, but it's going to bring a third down, and let's call it 11 for Albia.
Yep.
Jimmy, I think this is the most physical football game we've had this year in terms of the physicality on the other side of the football that Albia has
totally
to go up against.
What a great game. I mean, PCM, they're good. I mean, they're ranked too, you know, and just a battle. Loving it.
Yeah, very good at point attack. It's just two forces, which is what you expect in a district championship kind of game.
Third down here and 10 for Albia. Here's a fake handoff. Running back is Bear. Bear throws it downfield. Has Tony Lesher streaking down the middle of the field. Underthrown. Intercepted. And the PCM with the football going the other way. Here, oh, near block in the back. And trying to, and he will be brought out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. There's a flag that comes in. A block in the back at the Albia. Or the PCM 47, the return all the way to the 42 of Albia on the interception. But, Dan, a couple of blocks in the backs.
Yeah, and I think this one actually might be a little helmet-to-helmet. It was on. If I saw what it looked like, Gannon Osing was coming down, and a guy just came in and torpedoed on him. Actually wasn't even part of the play. He was just going after him. And so it might be a little personal foul there more than even blocking a back.
Yeah, it's a personal foul. Yeah. There's no block in the back. Yeah. That's just a personal foul on PCM.
That was a little more of a targeting type hit. Gannon Osing, thankfully, just popped right up. Tough kid, but it caught him off guard and just was targeting after him, and wasn't a part of the play.
Well, Tony Leshen was starting to break out, but really Blake started to feel that pressure, could not get really set to throw it to the right spot. And again, they had two safeties back there playing coverage.
Did, and, you know, and it was just, again, this was going to sound weird. I'm glad we tried it, you know, and I know Blake doesn't like throwing that interception, but we'll get other opportunities, and it's just something to keep working on.
PCM with the football. Gilman in a little shuttle pass, and Abby's got the fumble. They're going to say incomplete. It was a shuttle pass.
Well, he was scrambling. He had nobody open, and so he dumped it. There was the fullback nearby, but otherwise he shuttle passed it to a lineman that hit the dirt. Blue Demon saying it's a fumble. It's
now,
not.
If it's a downward motion versus an upward motion, is a different story, Dan.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay? He threw that thing right at the ground.
Yeah.
They're going to say it was a forward pass.
Right.
Little shuttle pass. Second down, 10. But really the storyline there wasn't the incompletion on the pass. It was the pressure that the quarterback was feeling.
Pressure, and there was nobody going to be open. He could tell that right away. Gilman's a very smart quarterback and just got rid of it the quickest way he knew how.
5:39 to go here in this first half. 75% completion on the season is Gilman. Gilman, this time from the pocket, has some pressure from the outside. Throws it to the flat. It's a complete, and it brought down right away. Bryce Leshen, and that guy just, that's a ton of brick hits, and he paid a price, and he's down. Jimmy, Bryce Leshen, you're a receiver. You do want him out there on coverage.
I got to be careful because he kind of hurt. He hit him hard.
Oh, my.
Look at that.
Tyler Dredge, as soon as he came, Bryce Leshen actually came off of his man to come up and make that tackle and hit him as soon as he hit it, turned around. And I don't know exactly where he's hurting, but it definitely hurts. So Tyler Dredge has got over 100 yards receiving, so he's a good little receiver.
Oh,
for
darn good.
Team.
I mean, these are really good athletes. PCM, see why they're rated number 6. Jimmy, they're big. They're physical up front, and they got good athletes.
He's talking to a photographer down here.
Not going to take his picture. You got to see that hit, Jason. He's got it all.
He got it on film.
That's live in action.
Well, we've got an injury timeout on the field. 5:26 to go here. Albia out in front 14-0 while they're working on the injured player. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a scoring update.
All right, very good. CMB Class 2A is tied with North Polk 7-7 in the second period. Carlisle still leads Sheraton 28-0 in 3A. Also continuing in 3A, Knoxville leads Oskaloosa 28-0. Pella at the half now on Seidel, blanking them 55-0. And it's Norwalk 17, ADM 0. Fairfield trails Davenport Assumption 10-0 in the second period. And in Class 1A, at the half now, Highland leads Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont 38-0. Sigourney-Kyoto at the half on top of Columbus Junction 34-14. And Pella Christian 40, West Marshall 0. Let me check in with the booth and see if we're still in injury timeout, please.
They're taking him off the field right now. We'll be at play in about 15 seconds.
I got 10 seconds worth of scores. Moravia leads Melchior-Dallas 50-0. Lamoni on top of Seymour 22-6. And one more, Linville-Sully 29, North Mahaska 0. Let's go back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
And that guy's a professional. That was a 9.5 seconds. That guy's a pro. You're the man, Joe.
Get him on a horse or get him on a bull. 9 seconds. Go Big Blue, cool picture on a cool night. Here's a beautiful shout-out, a beautiful picture of the Welcome Home Soldier Memorial. We'll get to that in a second. Third down, 8 here for PCM. They'll send three receivers to the far side of the field. Gilman in the shotgun, lone back in the backfield. Gilman with a little pressure. Carl Isley, ball's over. Picked off. Bryce Lesson with the INT down the sidelines. 30, 25, back to cross the field. 15, 10, 5.
Fumble the ball and picked it back up.
Bryce Lesson. My mic just cut out, Dan. Bryce Lesson with the INT, the ball at the 10-yard line, fell out of his hands, bounced back up into his arms at the 5-yard line, take it in, touchdown, Albia. How about the electrifying footwork of Bryce Lesson on the River Life Family Worship Center turnover, touchdown, Albia.
And the one thing that would be really great to see when you get a chance to go back and look on film is watching the blockers in front of him, how immediately they all turned to offense, and he read it well, had to zig and zag inside there, did a great job of reading that, and got himself into that end zone. What a great play, not only Bryce Lesson, but all the Blue Demon team.
Look good out there. He has the hands of Dallas Clark.
Over 500 yards receiving, second leading receiver on this team. Did a nice job getting his hands on it.
Second down, 4 here. Gilman. Again, will keep the dual receiver set. 4:04 to go in this first half. 21-0 Blue Demons. Number 1 versus number 6. You can hear the defensive calls from the sidelines. Gilman.
That's the fans.
Gilman, and there is a flag. That's going to be a delay in gate. No, procedural penalty.
Yeah, just a second left on the clock. Gilman doing a nice job.
5-yard mark up. Real quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Light Studio.
All right, guys, let's get you a couple of quick ones here as Lamoni leads Seymour 22-6. Also, Pekin still on top of Waco 14-10. They're now at the halftime at the Pekin-Waco game. A couple other quick ones here for you. Iowa City, Regina 14, Cedar Rapids, Xavier 7. We'll have a complete scoring update at the half. Let's go back to you.
Second down, 8 here for the Mustangs. Two receivers each side of the field. Gilman stays in the shotgun formation. Albia with the 21-0 lead. Clock rolls under 3.5 to go, and there's another penalty. And I... procedural again. Penalty again on PCM.
Boy, they're hurting themselves here. That's three penalties on this possession. And just when they get the ball moving, they go backwards. And, you know, the coaching staff's going to be real concerned about that, taking away opportunities for them. And the Blue Demons hopefully can capitalize on it.
Well, Christian, you know that offensive line's getting the jitters and all that pressure that defensive front's bringing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get a good defensive line coming at you. You're antsy. You're trying to get every advantage you can and get it as quick as you can.
That is your Screen Tech Wireless One mic, courtesy of Dell at Screen Tech. Second down, 13 here after the another 5-yard mark off. Gilman, Alice Shotkin, rolling back, has some inside pressure. Lance throws it up for grabs, and the ball is intercepted. Oh! Bryce Lesson, and they just about had another 6. He catches that football, Dan, and he is off to the races, and that won't be a race that's fair for the other guy.
No, that's first off, Brett Freshwater is in there right now playing middle backer, giving Carter Isley just a little breather here. Brett comes in on an inside stunt, hits the up man, the fullback, sheds off of him, and then it gets Gilman rolling out the outside. Makes Gilman have to throw on the run, which is not easy for any quarterback. And then Bryce, again, if he would have caught that, that thing was going for 6 in a heartbeat.
Third down, 13 here. The ball at the PCM 26-yard line, 21-0 Albia. 3:11 to go first half. Three receivers out here to the near side of the field. Gilman rolls back, throws a fade pattern down the sidelines, up for grab. Bear right there. Oh! And Blake Bear, Dan, it went through his hands and nearly into the hands of the receiver, Luke Greiner.
Boy, it's a big, tall receiver.
Wow.
It just went through his hands as well. But Blake Bear was in the middle at the 50-yard line, right on the electric A. As soon as he saw the quarterback's eyes shift over to that left side, he went running over to try to get that and was just trying to steal that thing the whole way. Love the aggressiveness, but boy, if he'd have missed, that could have been a 6 error on that because that was a great pass. Somebody was going to get that ball.
That was a T, old Blake Bear. He is so wise back there. He covers a lot of field in a hurry.
Covers a lot of field. I mean, he can close like no other. Man, he can get in the air, too.
Fourth down, here comes the punt. Deep punt. Weldon going to take it at the 40-yard. Oh, he falls down right at the 40. He was trying to cut back. And, Dan, I think if he got and he kept his feet, he might have got that corner turned.
Yeah, he knew the defender was coming at him really quick, and so he's trying to turn sharp to come laterally across the field here, but just slipped on it. You know, just unfortunate. He was just wanting to get those feet moving just faster than he could right now.
Ball at the 40-yard line. Albie coming out here. Go Big Blue. Cool picture on a cool night. A picture of the Welcome Home Soldiers. Give the Welcome Home Soldiers supper and auction a shout-out. Of course we will. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, boy. Great great event for one, but then also great cause. If you've been out there lately. See those lights on that thing at night. It's just awesome.
It is beautiful. 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the Legion. Brian Krall checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. My football team was coming home from Sheraton a couple weeks ago, and as we come by, there are the kids. There's that is so cool, Coach.
It hits you right in the heart as soon as you see it. The flag on the Blue Demons there, they actually broke the huddle with 12 men. One was coming off the field. They needed to hold the huddle just a little longer, and just a substitution error there, which is unfortunate. We haven't seen that. The reason for that is we've got a lot of guys going in and out here tonight, throwing in some different receivers and giving some different looks.
Awesome job, Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Christian, the whole crew at the Albuquerque radio station. Go Big Blue. Gary Alberson checking in. John Stewart and Pauletta Rhodes listening in the car say, Go Big Blue. You guys do a great job. Go Big Blue. Listening from Oski. Big. On the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. And, Dan, I got a lot of texts coming in. Paint the field blue. Let's go. From Emily and Jonathan Prescott. I want to give a shout out to Gail Klaus. Saw her today, and she said, we listen to you all the time. Listen to you all the time. Love you guys. You do a great job. And I said, I hope we haven't hurt your ears.
Gail's a sweetheart. Appreciate you listening.
Roll Demons. Go Big Blue from the Sweeneys in Del Rio, Texas. Albia, after the 5-yard mark off with the football, 2:59 to go here. Here's a reverse. Lesham goes back. Has a Weldon, a diving attempt incomplete.
It didn't
look like that play was, looked like it was in slow motion. I mean, PCM kind of didn't go anywhere.
I've never seen us run that play before, and I think PCM said the same thing. They didn't know what to do. First off, it comes back on a reverse with Gannon Osen coming in motion. He tosses it backwards to Bryce Leshen, who just stands right there where the pocket would be and throws it out there to Hunter Weldon, but just overthrows him. Hunter makes a great dive for it, but it's just kind of a fun play to try to throw, but didn't work.
Second down, 15. Here is Carter Isley. He waits for his block. Splits the defender. 40, 45, midfield and out of bounds at the 47-yard line. And he was using his fullback as a battering ram. Yeah. Danny stuck his hand out there and threw Brett Freshwater into one of those linebackers coming across. And what a great job. Isley not only physically owning the job, but Dan, he is filling the job.
Well, yeah, and really what's important about 5 yards before he went out of bounds, he saw a defender out of the corner of his eye coming in low, and that's so huge for running back. You don't want to take those hits on the knees or the ankles, and he was able to sidestep that. Just to see that out of the peripheral vision is amazing.
Albion to PCM territory, a huge sideline to work with. Carter Isley cuts it upfield at the 40, brought down inside the 40-yard line, a gain of 10 yards, move those chains, another first Iowa State Bank first down, and how about that blocking wall that was being developed on the outside, Christian? A great job of pulling out there by that right side of the offensive line.
Yeah, they did an excellent job out there. They got their feet going and made excellent blocks and pushed the guys into the inside for Carter Isley to hit the outside.
It's a lot of humanity out there.
A lot of bodies. Here's another pitch to the left side. The quick pitch working. Isley waits for his block, gets it upfield. Hit at the 35-yard line, and it'll finally be brought down. It'll take four white jerseys, but not before he gets another 5 yards on first down.
Just all the moves he does. I mean, we're seeing the stiff arm tonight, which, you know, that's not new. But I haven't seen Carter use that a whole lot. And tonight he's just using it so effectively, just shoving the guys in the ground. They can't get a hand on him. And then he's reading those blocks. He's slashing in and out. Just a nice job there. Again, a great job by the whole Blue Demons setting up that play to pick up 5 yards on that play.
Kudos to the River Life and Monroe County Hospital for providing free mammograms. Go Big Blue. Demons, keep it going. And they were doing Rally Alley tonight. Have a drawing at halftime here for some great stuff. Isley rolls back the pass. He gets it from the pitch and throws it complete underneath.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Jimmy, he can run it.
He got it done right there. Oh, my quarterback now.
Wildcat.
Yeah, T, let's put him in the Wildcat.
Kyle Sinnott catches the pass coming across the flat about 10 yards downfield. Carter puts it right on the money between the numbers, and Kyle picks up another 6 yards after the catch, brings up first and 10 from the 24.
Oh, man, if you're PCM, you're going, what do we do to stop this?
Why do we watch film? It's not doing us any good.
First down, 10 for Albia. Here's running with the football. Blake Bear gets the block on the outside. 15, 10, 5 to the touchdown. Oh, they're going to say he ran out of bounds.
Yes, touchdown.
Oh, my, Dan, he got that corner turn. He had everybody faked, ran it down the sidelines, and then turned into Superman at the four-yard lines, dove forward and got that pylon. Didn't think they were going to give it to him, but he gets it across for another Sinnott Funeral Home touchdown, touchdown Albia, 27-0 Blue Demons.
And Kyle,
go ahead and draw a name out of the bucket.
For the first place prize. Richard Tharp,
all right. Nice. The Tharp Funeral Home Big Board, he's giving because all the money that went into this bucket tonight is going to help pay for that mammography, over $500. And that is for?
That's the cornhole game.
Cornhole game. Oh, it'll look good.
Electric case put on it, and now we'll draw for the two-compartment bend.
Two-compartment bend.
Ed Williams.
Well, Ed Williams. Awesome.
All right. That's awesome. So we're thankful. We'll contact these people. And again, we just want to thank the community and for everything that Jason and Dan do up here with the sports booth for the community. They're doing such a great job. And
we need some more River Life Family Worship turnovers, though, tonight.
We do, yeah.
A few more, maybe turn those into INTs.
Stuff. So well, we're going to meet the winners over at the front gate, and
all right,
we'll give them their gifts.
We'll get you over here and get Larry to be on the PA. And Dan, we're sneaking in behind the pastor. Let's see if we can find Coach Dayton. Did you guys catch Coach Dayton down here?
He's already got his headset, and he's ready to get the game.
He's ready to go.
He's ready to go.
Well, we got two young ladies up here and their moms. And, you know, Dan, you know, the dads talk football. Dads talk football, but moms know football, and they live football. And if you're in this football program, you live football.
Well, they keep the kids mended. They keep them clean. They keep them ready to go. So they do all the things that really get the players out there and make it what they are today. And we got two special moms here tonight representing.
Dynamic duo in the defensive backfield. Landon Hermes' mom, Lisa, and Hunter Goldenfoot Weldon's mom, Michelle. You guys, you got to be proud of your kids because they are – but you're going to have some green to get off those uniforms because they're playing physical football tonight.
We love football. We're excited.
Lisa, you got to be excited about Landon. He's had some big hits out there tonight. He's really tearing it up out there.
He has. He's especially aggressive at the beginning of the game. I think he's had the first hit the last couple games. We're really proud of him.
Well, it's going to be a hit tomorrow morning because the boys, while they're making pancakes on the football field tonight, they're going to be making them in the morning again.
That's right. From 7 to 10 tomorrow morning. Join us at the high school cafeteria while these boys make pancakes for anyone who shows up. It's a free will donation. There's a $500 cash prize drawing. You can buy your raffle tickets for $5 a piece. When you get here, there's also a football t-shirt quilt that's a queen size.
Really,
those tickets
really
are $1 a piece or 6 for $5. We've got live auction items going on, a lot of signed, you know, autographed footballs and helmets and some other fun stuff. And there's some silent auction items as well for you to bid on.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll be there in the morning. And so, ladies, you'll be there, and we'll start the – what time does it start again, Michelle?
Starts at 7.
7 o'clock, and we'll start our broadcast at 9. The auction will go on sometime around 9:45 as we can get it on the air and get some live bids over the air as well so we can raise lots of money because it takes a lot of money to pull this off for the Moms Club.
It really does, and we try to provide things to the football team that they can't have otherwise. So,
well, moms did a great job. The helmet, moms. That's where that helmet came from, moms. All the extras come from the moms. Thanks, Lisa and Michelle. And we are ready for kickoff here to begin this second half. 28-0 Albia as we get ready to open up this second half of football. This football Friday night, here comes the opening kickoff. Albia back deep. And that was going to sail into the end zone. Well, guys down on the sidelines, how did the team look when they came out of the halftime break?
They're all in blue, ready to go, you know.
All in blue?
Yes.
Did he say they're all in blue?
Yes.
Wow.
Nothing gets past Captain Obvious.
That's Jason's boy.
That's my boy. I think.
What?
28.
Uh-oh. Ta-da. Surprise.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of ta-da, we haven't seen Cousin Eddie in a long time.
You know, he went down to swim with the Sharks, and we haven't seen him since.
That's not good.
No, it's not. We thought we'd get a check-in. Here's Carter Isley. First play from scrimmage. Second down. Look out! Carter Isley! 30, 35-yard line. Nearly took that down the distance.
Wow.
Oh, he got a shoestring tackle from behind, and Dan, he was off to the races, and that was about 6 on the first carry.
Yeah, and, you know, we got the blockers coming down. They're looking for somebody to block and just having a hard time finding anywhere where to hit or where to go. And just a big old hole on this side, and Carter read it really well.
John and Terry Stewart and Joe checking in on this Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's a fumble on the play. Ball is loose, and not sure who's going to come up with that.
If Freshwater was able to get on top of it, it looked like it was a handoff to the up man, Kyle Sennett, but just to kind of fumble out of the exchange, and Freshwater alertly gets on top of that.
Boy, that was nearly a turnover. PC ready for a Blue Demon win, cheering from the grassy knoll. Phil Klaus checking in. Second down and 9. Actually, a yard gain on that fumble. Albia with a 28-0 lead if you're just joining us. Just underway here in the second half. 11:15 to go, third quarter. Here is a fake handoff. Isley fakes the handoff. Bear rolling to the right side. Pump fakes. Trying to get by the defender, and a great open field tackle that time by number 6, Dan. Really good job of making the tackle there by Jenkins.
A nice coverage protection there for the defensive side there. Blake was not able to find anyone open as the receivers were out in different routes. Just couldn't get anybody to break loose on that play there, and had a couple receivers kind of in the same area, so that made it a little tighter in the window to throw to. And Blake just tucked it and scrambled, picked up 2 yards, but it still is a third and 7.
Abby with the football at their own 34-yard line. Isley on the pitch trying to get to the corner. Good defense by PCM, and Isley lowers his shoulder. Did you hear that pad pop?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Oh, he's talking. He's talking. There you go, man.
You know, Carter Isley's talking sounds a lot like pads being popped.
That's what it is.
He doesn't have to say much. He just delivers punishment.
Well defended by PCM. Carter was able to pick up a couple yards, but we'll bring up a 4th and 3 from the Blue Demon. What is that? The 42-yard line? 43-yard line. I'll check that.
Bear set to punt for Albie, standing back at the Albie 35. Gets a read, gets a sign from the sidelines. Bear kicks it. End over end kick. Bounces at the 20. Rolls inside the 10. And it's going to be picked up at the 5-yard line. And trying to return
right
it out
here,
across
right
the 15.
Right here, right
and
here it
brought
is.
Down. Right Oh, Carter Heisley out there in the defensive coverage.
Nice punt once again by Blake Bear. He's doing a nice job when he's been called to punt, doing different kinds of punts, but appropriately given the circumstance and the distance. He knows how to place that and get those rolls. So he's been well coached and well played there by Blake Bear on those punts.
Well, Matt Baker, touchdown makers behind us over here. Big hello to Matt. Glad to see him stopping by the KIC Absolute broadcast booth. 10:16 to go here. PCM's going to bring 2 backs in the backfield. Dan, that's because of the pressure Albie was bringing to the quarterback.
Sort of want to give Gilman a little more protection and give him as the way that first half ended.
Here's a lead block, handoff, running out across the 15, out to about the 20-yard line. A gain of 3 yards on first down. A little ISO play there by PCM. Second down and 7. After this play, the score is coming in on this football Friday night. Some big games to keep an eye on. 9:53 to go, third quarter. 28-0 Albia. Gilman stays in the shotgun. 2 backs in the backfield. And a staggered eye formation. Here's the quarterback rolling to the left side. Throws it across the body. A little loose. And it's complete. Nearly intercepted.
Hunter Weldon, yeah.
He was right there, but a great concentration there by the receiver Griner. It's complete. And PCM on the march here. Let's get a quick scoring update back in the Friday Night Live studio.
All right, guys. A couple of finals. We have 3 finals here as Moravia now goes 8-0 on the season. Moravia wins tonight 69-6. We'll catch up with Coach Denny Wetlow later on in the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Also, Wayne with a 78-8 final. And one more final here. Linville Sully defeats North Mahaska. Defeats North Mahaska 39-6. That is the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. The finals. Let's go back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Sorry about that, Joe. The scores are coming in. We've got so many scores to keep you updated with, folks. We want to keep you updated all night long. Of course, we're going to have all the coaches and the scores in the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. But right now, a great sack there by Brendan Bassett. It was a pitch, and Bassett fought off the block and got the tackle for a loss all the way back to the 24-yard line. Second down, 18. Gilman rolls back, feels some pressure from the inside. Great block there by PCM. Now the pressure coming. Gilman throws it up for grab towards the sideline. And
a
great catch out there by Brett Leshin. Brett the Jet Leshin over here, quarterback's coach, makes the reception at the 45-yard line.
He almost ran on the field.
Jimmy, he points the coach and goes, put me in.
He wanted to go in. Look at him.
ball. Gilman literally had a lot of time there to set up and throw and couldn't find a receiver and threw it way out there and just about 3 yards out of bounds. But good protection that time. The secondary doing a great job of covering up the receivers.
Third down, 18. The ball at the 24-yard line of PCM. Albie out in front, 28-0. 8:40 to go here in the third quarter. Here comes some more pressure. Lawless in pursuit. Throws it across his body. Gilman, a complete out to the 35-yard line. It's going to be short of that first down marker. Gain of 10. But after that big loss, the tackle for loss by Bassett, it's still going to be fourth down. Let's call it 7 at the PCM 35-yard line.
Nice job, Tony Lesh. And again, really playing a little more soft on that one, giving the pass up but not giving up the first down, which is a smart play there. And then makes the tackle right away. And again, it's a good pickup as far as the pass play goes, but there's still 4th and 7 for a PCM Mustang. So they'll have to punt away, where Hunter Weldon and Tony Lesh are deep at about the 25-yard line to receive the punt.
Here comes the snap, the punter, and a booming end-over-end kick. Leshen rolls back, bobbles it, then picks it up at the 20-yard line. Tries to split it, gets by the defenders, puts a beautiful move.
Tackles himself.
Oh, my goodness. He had the sideline of Green Dan, and he faked out two defenders back at the 20-yard line, but could not fake out that grass over there on the 27. He lost his footing, or he would have been off to the races.
Two defenders were coming hard on him as he kind of bobbled the punt, did a little shimmy move and without really moving the feet, but just kind of a little head fake, and the defenders just kind of buckled, and then he just turned it around, and then I think he outfaked himself as he got around the corner, picked up a few yards, and slid on the grass. A little damp out there.
Here's Bear rolling back, throws a fade pattern down the side, complete! Carter Isley, 40, 45, midfield, down the sidelines, 30, 20, 10! A flare pattern out of the backfield. He takes it the distance. 30 or 73 yards. Touchdown, Albia. And Jimmy, what can't Carter Isley do?
That's live in action right there, Bobby Big. Until you do a low line. Good job, Pace. Right there, live in action.
How about the speed, Big T, out of Carter Isley? He ran away. The big 260 pounds ran away from those defensive backs and safety.
I tell you what, man, that Mack truck's got a lot of speed.
Wow,
a lot of speed.
You know, that's what people talk about. Well, yeah, Cardi's big, you know, and he's strong, he's a wrestler. But, you know, it's just bruising's all he's doing. He just ran away from their corner, which is one of their faster guys, or he wouldn't be playing the corner. Couldn't even come up and catch him at all. That Carter has just got all the tools and weapons you want and just does a great job.
And for the 8th straight time this season, Albia finds itself with a running clock. 35-0. Blue Demon, 7:33 to go. Third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hey, football fans. Join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with you.
Again, just not... Even when there appears to be an open receiver, Dan, the closing speed on this Albia secondary.
Yeah, and Landon Hermson again coming on the outside backer position, came in a little delayed blitz there, coming on the outside part, kind of flushed him out of the pocket, almost had a beat on him, was trying to get that third sack there, but just not quite, not able to get that done, but an incomplete pass.
All right, Zabel, we have no clue what's going on other than the score changed. Ken Hollingsworth. Ken, sometimes we don't know what's going on. But we get excited about it. Fourth down and 18 to punt. High punt. A short punt. And this one's going to bounce at the 40 of Albia. Roll inside the 30. Take a big bounce. Keep rolling inside the 25-yard line down at the 24 where Albia's offense comes back out. 4:40 and counting. Running clock here. 35-0. And, you know, Jimmy, you think about this quarterback, Gilman. It really looks the part. It has great poise. But... again, for Albie to play shutout football against a quarterback that's been completing 75% of his passes all season.
You know, he's great. He's a great athlete, too. But I'm telling you, I mean, we got a great team, bud. I mean, it's a real deal.
You know, you start to recognize, Dan, the defense has just continued to get better every single week. You talk about the offense a lot. This defense is really starting to take some headlines itself.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely doing its part there. You know, it's got a touchdown tonight. They put the Blue Demons in great field position each and every possession, and it's just something to see. They work really well together, and there's a lot of moving parts they can bring in. We've got Bryce Leshen actually checking. Speaking of moving parts, Bryce Leshen checking in will be for Kyle Sinnott, so I presume that's in the slot back position, although it could be that power eye.
Let's see what happens here.
It's going to go that power eye.
Yep.
Actually, he's going to
the tailback. And oh,
so
my goodness.
Look at the Carter and Brett being the lead blockers.
That is a lot of lead blocking. Here's an option play. Pitch out to Leshen, trying to get to the corner. Has the corner turn. 35, 40, down the sideline.
Oh,
and
yes.
Wrestled out of bounds near the midfield marker. Going to say he went out of bounds at the 49. Boy, that is a lot of humanity in front of you blocking.
I thought maybe they might dive that up the middle. When you got Fresh and Carter, that's a formation I've been thinking about. That if they bring that in, you've got your huge effective offensive line up front, and then you bring in two other lead blockers that are both 200 and 250 pounds, and then the strength and speed of Bryce Leshen behind them, that would be something to see just powering at him.
I think we might be seeing something Albion might go to here throughout the end of the season. T, what do you think?
I'm sure.
Here's the handoff running with it. Isley gets in the hole.
Go,
25, 15, 10, 5. It'll be brought down right at the 5-yard line. You're going to see he's down at the 6-yard line. Danny went right through that open hole. A great job blocking up front by that offensive line. And then he was a burst of speed through there all the way down. They're going to say he was down at the 7-yard line, and that will be first down goal to go for the Blue Demons.
Just a great job again at the point of attack and in a nice hole. Then Carter's able to slip a couple tackles there at about the 6-7-yard pickup and then just kind of angled off to the side. And then one of the deep men was able to give chase and get him tackled at the 7-yard line.
35-0 Albie here. Again, Isley. This time hit the right line of scrimmage and will be brought down a gain of about a yard or two.
I'm still wanting to see, but maybe I'm the only one who sees this, but I still like to see Carter and Fresh lead blocking for Bryce right up the middle. Would that not wedge out hole?
It wouldn't be fair, though, would it, Christian?
I think there's laws against that in most states.
Oh, my goodness. You're looking at Freshwater, and then you had to 79 and 76 on that.
Oh, just yeah. Tell me how that doesn't work.
Here's the Leshen, and he'll be hit in the backfield and will fall forward inside the 5 down to the 4-yard line. It'll be third down, goal to go for the Blue Demons. A running clock here. Third quarter, 35-0 Albia. Sixth-rated PCM, number one-rated Albia. And the Blue Demons playing shutout football against a 38-points-per-game PCM football team.
Just doing a good job trying to punch it in yet one more time here at the goal line.
Here is a fake handoff. The option to Bryce Leshen. Waits for the block. Touchdown, Albia. Bryce Peanut Leshen and a kick out block by Brett Freshwater. And Albia scores once again. A Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. 41-0 Blue Demons.
Just good job. Again, we've seen a lot of different types of plays that we haven't seen. We've seen the halfback pass, which I've not seen. We saw the double reverse play earlier in the game. Now we're seeing a little optionality coming in here with a little different look, which is really creates a lot of mismatches and opportunities. And just really fun to see this playbook continue to open up wider and wider each day.
Matt Baker, touchdown maker. See you, buddy. And here's the extra point. It's up. It's high enough, long enough, good enough. 42-0 Albie, 104 to go in this third quarter. Running clock, and you're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
TJ DeMoss is the owner and operator of DeMoss Auction Company and real estate agent for Mossy Oak Properties of Albia, licensed in Iowa. He can provide you with complete auction service and help with all your real estate needs, including auctioning, listing, agriculture, residential, commercial property. He also sells estates, farm machinery, business liquidations, and moving auction. So if you're in need of professional help, call TJ DeMoss of DeMoss Auction Company at 641-799-2323 or at Mossy Oak Properties of Albia, 641-932-1234, and ask for TJ.
And we want to welcome a couple of brand new advertisers to our broadcast this week, Top Notch Trading and Schofield Lawn Care and Snow Removal. And tonight's 41 degrees, actually down to 39 now, reminding us a little bit about the snow. Kickoff is next, the GP Insurance Kickoff, brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call and let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. We'll go back live to the field next.
This is Brian Lindbergh, Brew Giver. Well, Oktoberfest is here. This year we're on the ball and we have our own pumpkin beer as well as the Oktoberfest coming out. Tapping it Saturday at noon, so come on out. We have special t-shirts and glasses available, kind of advertising Oktoberfest. And we also do carry-out pizzas at Albie Brewing Company. We are just so good at brewing beer that you'll want to slap your mama.
And still free carryout.
Yes.
Boy, I knew Brian robbed the cradle.
Yeah. Today.
Yeah, I know.
It's Barb, his beautiful bride's birthday.
29 years. I mean,
yes.
Beautiful, yes. You know.
The brains of the operation.
That one, for sure. Here's a handoff running over the left side, running out across the 35-yard line after the kickoff return to the 29 of PCM. The Mustangs with the football and the final 3 seconds of this third quarter running clock. And you guys, let's talk real quick about that offensive possession. I think Albia gave defensive coordinators something else they're going to have to prepare for. And, man, that's going to be a lot of work for these D coordinators trying to figure out how to slow down this Albia offense.
You know, and I think they've been doing that here the last week or two. You know, we've seen some different formations, some different things that, you know, when you're looking at, you know, other teams are looking at Albia, they're going to have to prepare for it. So, yeah, kudos to the offensive coordinator and these guys. They're making other teams scratch their heads probably right about now.
Well, it's just, you know, you think you can just focus and say, okay, all we got to do is stop.
That is a really impressive stat.
It really is. And here, you know, these last, I'm going to go last five games, kind of this one. You know, we've only given up 12 total points in the last five games. There's two touchdowns in two different games. You know, so the defense has really risen to the occasion here. And then the offense with the short field position typically and the consistent offensive running attack is able to get points on the board.
Ball marked all the way back to the 26-yard line, third down and 14 here for PCM. Gilman rolling back, has some pressure from the inside, steps up, throws a hit downfield, heaves it downfield. Bryce Lesham right there, and I think he was disappointed, Dan, that he threw it too far.
Yeah, he wasn't. You know, Gilman, you could see his feet. He was kind of tapping his short, chopping his feet. Felt the pocket starting to collapse. Was getting a little nervous in there and just threw it to where if anyone was going to get it, he'd hoped it wasn't going to be picked. And Bryce was hoping to get that, but just couldn't get to it in time.
Going to be late putting up number 8 at a reception for Anise at Lake Rathbun.
Well, I guess that's allowed, Mike.
Just this one time, buddy. Go Big Blue. Love that blue. Patty Chance checking in. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here is a punt. This one a booming kick. And fair catch called for by Leshen. Tony Leshen makes the fair catch at the 35-yard line. Clock continues to run here. And the offense will come back out on the field.
Yeah, nice high punt that time for Perry City Monroe. Excuse me, get my P's all tied up there. Tony Leshen made the right call to do a fair catch to get the possession at the 35-yard line.
And Dan, once again this season, we see another offensive group come in. Young guys getting some playing time.
Yeah, Gunner Maupin in there right now, receiver. And Kate Kroll coming under center.
Well, here's a text coming in. Great job representing Albia at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Aiden Reeves up there. And I know he had a tough match tonight. Here's a pitch. Trying to get to North. Blake Lawless, the outlaw, stays on his feet. Oh, my. It ties forward. How about that, Jimmy? He was hit from behind, nearly brought down, kept his feet moving, and stayed on his feet somehow.
That is the outlaw for a reason. My goodness, he can go hard.
Unreal. Well, Denny Kaysen texts in. He wants to know the stats on this season.
Oh, buddy.
Little Denny Kaysen. He's one of my favorites. He's a one tough dude.
Yeah. 2,400 rushing yards on the season right now. 303 passing yards. That was before tonight's contest. Number one offense. Number two defense in the state in 2A. Number two overall in interceptions in all classes with 15 coming into tonight's contest with one pick tonight. So, Denny, I don't know what more stats you want. I got them all here if you need them.
How about this stat? You think about this one, T. 8-0, that's where we're headed.
Good number.
In all 8 football games, you have had running clock.
Wow. I mean, you're scoring a lot of points. I mean, we're scoring points on defense, too, but, you know, that defense has to keep the other teams from scoring. So, I mean, it's great on both sides of the ball. I mean, you can't find a weakness, really.
Go Big Blue, Emma Grace. And Mark Hopkins checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. We want to hear from you. 8:50 to go here in the ball game. 42-0 Albia. Cade Crawl under center. He hands it off, running straight ahead.
Brett Freshwater. Still in at fullback. Do have Jacob West coming in there as the offensive tackle. Miguel Alvarez also at tackle. Michael Terrell, who we've seen some early in this first half, is back in at slot back. Again, we mentioned Bulldog Lawless is our tailback right now with Gunner Maupin at wide receiver. Trying to see who else we got. Casey Zinski still at center. Gannon Osing is a tight end.
That was great talking to Case in the pregame show. What a great young man.
John Gualtieri in there at the tight end, or sorry, wide receiver, but on the left side.
Power eye formation. Here's a handoff running with Lawless. Outlaw spins around. Dan, he is very, very nimble with the feet.
Yeah, very fast through there. And, obviously he's shorter than Carter Isley, a little smaller, quite a bit smaller than Carter Isley. Makes for a totally different approach when he comes to that hole because he comes in so fast. Does leave us with a fourth down and two at the ball at the 43, so the Blue Demons will punt. But just a nice set of possession there to get the Blue Demons some chances. Also, Brian Raske was just in there. Excuse me.
Sorry about that, Dan. I just was going to say, Jim, you think about in every aspect of the game, Albia is honing the skills to be successful at the next level, even in punting.
That's amazing. I'm telling you. Look at that. I mean, just that one's not as great. But
yeah,
that's a bad setup there, Big.
That's good radio right there.
Yeah.
That's a boomer.
And the ball will go out of bounds at the 36 or 34-yard line where PCM will get the football. Let's get a scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, guys, taking a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Some more finals coming in. Highland has defeated Eddyville 51-0. It is Pella Christian 47, West Marshall 0 in a final. Also, some more finals here. Lamoni 60, Seymour 12. Mormon Trail defeats Twin Cedars tonight, 61-20. And two more here for you. Van Buren loses to Winfield Mount Union 78-8. And Mount Air in a final over Pleasantville. 24-14. Interesting score there. Let's go back live to you.
Go number 58, Tyler Dyson. Go Big Blue. And go Poe Farms from John Hauser. Check in the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Gilman hands it off over right side. Met in the backfield, tripped up and brought down. Brett Freshwater. And I'll be trying to play shutout football. And I got a text coming in from Casa Grande, Arizona. And they say, well, who in the... And the very warm place that you go to, Dan, you might get going to, if you don't. who has a better defense than Albia?
South Tama, actually.
Statistically.
Yeah, and potentially we'll get a chance to see them here in this playoff, and I would love to see that. It would be two great teams.
Really good team,
very
don't they?
Comparable.
They do. You know, I think they've allowed maybe 15 points all year.
Here's the pass. Oh!
Landon Hermsen, that would have been appropriate for him. He has had a great game.
He nearly picked that off. What a job of recovering, Christian. He read that football all the way across the field and did a good job of getting in front of it. Great job of reading the play. That's Christian Summers on the wireless.
Spot on. the Blue Demons, you talk about, and it's hard to compare defenses in that respect. You know, when you get to the top two or three even. But, boy, based on points allowed, South Tama has done a great job, but the Blue Demons are not taking very much of a backseat to them at all. And as the season's gone along, it's gotten even better, which is what you want to see.
Third down here. Gilman. Rolls back, has time, plants, throws across his body, and it's going to be
that could have been bad.
Complete. Yeah. And, you saw what was happening there, Jimmy.
Oh, I mean, he was nice. wasn't going
to
be good.
It was good. He had to dive to the ground to get that ball because if he had stayed on his feet, he was going to get lit up there by Blake
Griner. I think he dove for that ball with the intent to make sure he was on the ground when that hit was coming. 4:50 to go here in the ball game. Running clock. PCM with the football out to the 46-yard line. Of the Mustangs, shotgun Gilman rolling back, outstanding quarterback throws underneath, and it's caught, complete, and right there to make the stop. Great defense there by the Blue Demons.
Tyler Stringfellow just coming in the game. I was just getting to announce that. Tyler Dyson, so we got a couple Tylers checking in here.
Number 58 on the stop.
Yeah, Dyson, we just got text in for family there supporting him, and he's in there making a good play at DN. Also, Ben Mason back in there on DN. Lane Caldenberg's coming to D-tackle. Tate. Taron Padilla. I knew I was going to say the wrong one. Taron Padilla, man, what a good-looking young man he's going to be playing for us next year as well. Stringfellow suffered concussion early in the season, but, boy, he's looking good out there, really plays aggressive and does a nice job.
Gilman stays in the shotgun. Two receivers to the far right side. Here comes the pressure from the inside. Being on the board. Bryce Leshner brings the blitz. The pass is complete and caught by Clark.
That's a good catch.
And Clark gets hit by Tony Leshen. And, if you're going to catch the football against this defense, Christian, you are going to pay a price.
Yes, you are. But, hey, that's a good catch right there in the traffic. He knew it was coming. He got popped a couple times tonight. He just got to do his job. And Clark right there, he did an excellent job. But
I'll tell you what.
Good couple hits right there.
Jeffrey Trachel checking in now.
Boy. Jeffrey, A Avenue representing. 3:30 to go in the ball game. 42-0 Albia. Running clock here. Second to half. Gilman rolls back, throws it to the flat. It is complete. A great reception there. A good pass pattern ran there by Griner, and he's got a gain of about 10 yards, and we'll wait for the spot. That might be enough to move those chains.
Just going to mark it. I think the side judge says it's just a little short. He's got a good look at it, so he's going to say second and about a half yard. 3 minutes left. 42-0 is our score. Again, running clock. Blue Demons on top. A lot of reserves in for the Blue Demons. All the starters still in for PCM, so this is a good job for the reserves to be working against such a good quality unit like this.
I'll be trying to pitch a shutout here. Dave and Kathy, Joe Carl. Hello, Kathy. Hello, Dave. The Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's a pass across the middle of the field. Complete. Griner.
Good hit.
Blake.
Good hit.
Blake Bear comes up, and he puts the hit on, and that is going to make a first down all the way to the 20-yard line. Here you come and see now the first-team defensive line coming back in, Jimmy. They want to pitch a shutout here.
I don't blame them. Let's do it.
Yeah, you know, PCM's not taking their starters out. That's okay. It's not bad form or nothing. And it's okay that their starters are in.
2:20 to go in counting. 42-0 Albia. Ball at the 20-yard line. Gilman rolls back, has some pressure, throws it across his body, incomplete, and the official nearly with the reception at the 10-yard line. The stripes are wide open, Jimmy. Great pattern out there.
If he would have had Stickum, he would have had it.
What if he caught it? He takes off, he's running!
No, he's a pretty smart guy. He was surrounded by blue. Well,
that's true.
PCM, guys, they passed the eyeball test tonight. This is a good football team Albie's beating tonight.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. They're going to represent this district really well in postseason play, and it's a good test for the Blue Demons.
Oh, here comes a little screen play. It's complete. Come on. Running with the football, trying to get to the corner, and Bear's going to come up and make the stop, along with Lawless from behind. But that's going to be a first down goal to go from about the 5-yard line. Really well-executed play there, Dan. Albie's pressure was coming.
Yeah, that's a good play. You know, when you got an aggressive defensive line, it's hard for a defensive lineman to pull off and think screen. And so it's up to the linebackers to try to flow and catch that. And then Bulldog was right there, but they were able to get it first and goal.
Clock running as it approaches the minute mark. Albia with a 42-0 lead. PCM with the football at the 4-yard line.
Grind it.
Trying to score here and get that zero up off the board. Blue Demons trying to pitch a shutout. Here comes the snap. Gilman rolls back right side, throws it to the fade to the end zone, and it's a completion touchdown for the Mustangs. Right there in coverage, it was Hermson, but just a great reception there by Luke Griner.
Yeah, Hermson read it well, was jumping out, tried to jump in front of that pass and just couldn't get his hands on it. But, boy, Griner, again, 6'2", and a great quality receiver, was able to get his hands on it, and just right at the goal line gets the touchdown. So, 42-6 with the PAT to follow. 49 seconds left in the contest.
What did BCM Moore say about this contest, Dan?
It was going to be a 38-point game.
Hmm. Yep. BCM Moore is it's hard to believe. You would pick number one versus number six and only have...
BC Moore does not have them number six.
Oh, here's the extra point. Off the...
Oh, get
it's,
back!
Wow. It hits the upright, and they're still swinging in there in that north end zone. 42-6 Albia. And let's roll back to the Friday Night Lights studio. 49 seconds to go here. Running clock, and Jay Mill back at the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board.
All right, guys, did we get the extra point?
We did not. The upright was our defense.
Okay. 42-6 is our score.
42-6. All right. Very good. Well, we'll come back to you in just a little bit. Let's get caught up on all of the other scores. Sheraton's gone final with Carlisle. It's Carlisle 49, the Chargers 7. The good news again out of there that TJ Hawkinson this week broke another record. It's the state record for receptions. We'll talk more about that coming up in the Summer's Insurance Locker Room Show. Some other finals here for you, as Mount Air has defeated Pleasantville 24-14. That's a final. Sigourney Kyoto in a final over Columbus Junction 58-28. And Pella Christian beats West Marshall tonight 47-0, setting up for a great game next week at home. Pella Christian has Iowa City Regina. Iowa City Regina currently in the lead over Cedar Rapids Xavier 35-14. Also, Ottumwa, can you believe this? They've come from behind with 5 minutes, 24 seconds left. They now lead Burlington 28-17 with 28 unanswered points for the Bulldogs. Again, Ottumwa 28, Burlington 17. We'll keep an eye on that one for you, gentlemen. It's time for the kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. All kickoffs brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call and let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. Let's go back live to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Well, it looked like there was going to be an onside kick, and They Albion set up and tried to defend that. They put Hunter Weldon back to, on the goal line, and as the kicker approached the football, he put a boot into it, and Weldon filled it right at the goal line, Dan. You can see that touchdown wall being set up, but the official waved it a touchback.
Yeah, unfortunately, Hunter just had one foot in that end zone, and so that's a touchback. No opportunity for return in high school play.
42-6 here. Albion with the lead. 49 seconds to go. Running clock, and here is a counterplay running with the football and being brought down. Let's see here. Who is that?
31, Adam Henderson, the sophomore in there.
Run for him. Getting a few carries. Looks like Albion's got a second team still out there. 34 seconds and counting. Great game, Big Blue. Glad I got to see it in person. Go Jimmy, go Big T, Scotty Cadill on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. It's a big win for my birthday from Annie Murphy Prescott. Well, happy birthday, Annie. Why the running clock at 42-0? I thought it was 50 or more for running clock. Nope, it's 35 points or more into the second half of running clock. And Cousin Phil checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. And that will be the final play of this ball game. 42-6, your final score. The cannon goes off. The Rocco Locomotive indicates an Albion win. And the guys down on the sideline on the wireless mic, courtesy of Dale over at Screen Tech, you've got to say another test on a football Friday night and another ace for this Blue Demon football team.
Great game, both sides of the ball. You know, we controlled things up front. This PCM team was real. You know, I mean, we thought we had some for real games this year. You know, we go over to Pella Christian and do pretty good over there. And CMB, we weren't sure what was going to go on there. But this PCM team was for real. And just awful proud of the guys in blue tonight.
Jimmy, physicality, you look at the scoreboard and you say, well, 42-0 at one point, finishes 42-6. Well, it really wasn't much of a contest, but PCM, man, they are physical. They are relentless.
Oh, they're tough. I mean, it was a tough game, you know. I mean, look at their record and look at ours. And I'm just telling you, you know, this late in the season, we're the real deal.
See, this football team came out and played with a lot of emotion in the helmet. They were all jacked up, but they really came out and they played with great enthusiasm and it carried the entire game through.
Oh yeah, just right from the get-go, the defense, they got in the field the first time.
The defense was the first side of the ball that we were on, and
we said right at the beginning, we need a good stop right here to get the momentum going. And from there on out, they were relentless. They were tough, and they fought a physical battle, and that's why it's 42-6 on that scoreboard. Good tough team right in front of me.
You got a good tough team right in front of you. Jimmy called him over to the 50-yard line.
Oh, yeah, it's right. Live in action. Look up there, boys. Right there. Live in action.
Hey! All right, we want to hear it loud and proud.
Hold on a second. There's more coming. Got the brothers coming. Get them all over here.
Jimmy is taking charge.
Now the brothers coming. There's brothers. See? Come on, boys. All right, here we go. Come on. Come talk to me.
Strike them up.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, we're loyal to you. Fight for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, any old game. Win or defeat, we'll love you the same. On Albion spirits are high. When we see your colors go by. Here's to come, we'll stand and cry. Here's to you, old Albion High.
Good game, guys.
Oh, that is in 3D, and I can feel the spit coming off on the mic.
We can smell them, too.
I'll tell you what, they really have, ever since the first game, T, when the coach talked about the enthusiasm, missing that enthusiasm, of all the things that have improved and gotten better, this team playing with great enthusiasm and passion and love for each other.
I tell you what, you get around them, man, it just radiates off of them. I mean, you can feel it. You can feel the love for each other and the love for their coaches, the love for the community, the love for the fans. I mean, it's just, it's toxic. It really is.
Let's even catch Coach Staten. If you guys can catch Coach real quick, he's running down the sidelines. And Big T, look at Big T go across the mud strap, gets by Coach Parks, Jukes, Jives, across the 30 to the 29. He's nearly at the 28. No, he's there. He's there with Coach Staten on the wireless mic courtesy of Screen Tech.
I'm with Coach. Hello. Coach, tonight this PCM team came in, you know, they were a physical football team, and it was kind of nip and tuck there at the beginning, but you know, once we talk about that snowball starts rolling, you know, it goes our way, and it's hard to stop us.
Well, they've got good players and they're well coached. Field position played a big factor in this game. We pinned them down early a couple of times and gave us short fields, and that really is a game changer, and we got some momentum going and didn't back down.
You know, and district title, you know, pretty much wrapped that up tonight. And, you know, what coming into the game, what was kind of the game plan?
Well, the same as always, be our best, play the best we can play. But the title is not decided yet. There's still another game. And a year ago, we played a team that came in, didn't have a good record, and they moved the ball down on us and scored right off the bat. So you got to play each week hard, and we'll enjoy this one and then get ready for the next one, the most important game on our schedule.
Coach has a great game tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm happy for the kids. Thank you.
That is Big T down there on the Screen Tech wireless mic with Coach Staten and your Jim and Charlie's post-game coaches interview. Don't forget to stop by Jim and Charlie's for the best meat in town, and they're my backdoor pantry. Everything you need. My wife says, "Hey, we need some pumpkin spice and some chili ingredients," and there I go. And she makes it for me. How about that, Dan?
I clipped
my finger, and yep. There she was.
There
just
go.
Go get it for me. Right. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Food bringing you that coach's interview.
Look at that.
Guys, the consistency of this football team, the consistency in which they play and the enthusiasm that they play at on a consistent level. There's not this up, there's not this down. It's just a consistent football effort.
Christ dang it.
I got you now, T. You turned your mic off. Sorry.
Okay. So
there we go.
Hello.
Yeah. Try Christian.
All right, hold still.
Hello. Okay. Yeah. You know,
and that's
coaching.
Selfie,
you know, I mean, it's easy as a kid, you know, young man to get down, but you know, that's so much coaching. You know, these guys teach them how to get through these. The tough times, and you know, these guys come over they're constantly coaching. You know, these starters are over here and the coaches are still coaching them, and you know, the reserves are in. You know, I just can't say enough about what these coaches do for these kids, and it just shows on the field.
It'll be bacon.
Well, we have got the final score 42-6 on this football Friday night, and you know, the question that's going to be going around town again is this football team this good, or is Abby going to get a test eventually?
We have been. Hey, you've been beating that drum for a couple weeks now, and you're spot on. Dave Paxton made a great point in the paper, nice little story about the test and whatnot. You know, we look at the teams we faced. I'm going to go back to the beginning of the season. We play Mount Air, and with the two classes smaller than us, and we win the game. Mount Air loses the second week, and so they're 0-2 on the season. And so, okay, they're not that good. Well, all they've done is won, and then I was just checking on the Thunderbolt app. Not only did they won, they beat tonight in their district, number 4 ranked Pleasantville, and beat them soundly 24-14. They only have 2 losses on the year. Us and the game after us. You know,
that's a common theme.
They had 3 or 4 players hurt, is what the report I got. So they were shorthanded that second week. Since then, all they've done is win and win convincingly. And we've seen that each and every week. Teams, after they play us, lose a game. And we have teams that have 2 losses on the year. And it's us and the week after us. And that's a testament to who we are. We face great quarterbacks up and down this lineup, great offenses, great defenses, and we make them look different than they're used to. It's not that they're bad. It's we're not too. We're pretty good. Let's
I think
be honest.
The argument we've seen good quarterbacks, 75% completion ratio. I mean, you guys thought about that? 75% completion ratio for Gilman on this season. On a football team that doesn't throw it 1 or 2 times a game, but they will throw it a lot. So that tells you how darn good this Gilman kid is. And tonight he really struggled to get an open receiver.
Well, your passing game is timing, you know, and when you have guys up front that can come off the edge like a Brendan Bassett, and you guys got coming up the middle like Trevor Blackford, you got linebackers shooting the gaps like Blake Lawless, you know, that throws off your timing, and you know, you're not going to complete those passes, you're going to get rushed, you're not going to be able to set. So, you know, this defense doesn't allow you to continue what you've done, you know, in the past. So, I mean, it's just these guys are fast. I mean, fast, strong. I mean, I'm anxious to get in the playoffs, see what these other teams got.
And then, you know, I'm all about numbers. To T's point specifically, and I got the advantage of getting these stats, and you haven't seen them yet, and T's all about the stats too. They average about 230 yards passing a night. Tonight they got 170. Second half they got some completion, so they kind of made up for it, but only 50% completion. Rushing yards, negative 10. This is a team that rushes for 140 yards a night. Negative 10. That's 150 yards they don't usually get. That's how you don't put up 38 points like you normally
right.
do.
And you know you're what's funny is that we're making teams one dimensional. There's nothing dimensional about it.
Right.
You know, they can't throw, they can't run, but as you move to the next several weeks, and you particularly you know, next week and then you move into the playoffs, Jimmy, it's got cold tonight. Passing gets difficult when it's cold out here. The hands, everything gets more difficult in Iowa when you start to move into late October. And that's where physical football teams that can run the football, and Albia has not allowed teams to run the football, that's where the real advantage starts to come in, is this time of year.
I totally agree. You know, but you know, it goes back to the beginning of the season in the weight room. I'm telling you, I've seen guys out here that put the time in. This late in the season, I mean, Jason, we are the real deal. These boys are tough, you know, and they want it. I mean, every down, every play, they want it. And good thing about us, we don't need the passing game. We can do it, but we don't need it.
Well, we found another ingredient in that passing game. It's Carter Heisley, Christian.
What a big quarterback.
He caught the football for a touchdown. He threw the football. There's so many ways you can use Carter Heisley, and I guess they just keep showing us new and improved ways.
Who knew Coach Hooper was a quarterback coach as well? You know?
Exactly.
That was awesome. I mean, that shows you the talents and the gifts that kid has. And, man, he's just an athlete, natural talented, and everyone across the board that we have on the offensive side, we can score with so many guys. There had to be, I would say, at least five different guys that scored tonight. It was awesome. Defense, they played great, and this team, I can't give them enough credit. They're talented.
T, don't you think that we've seen this last several weeks? Don't you think that Staten is really trying to give other teams something to look at with the swinging gate, with the different plays that we've seen that we haven't seen, period, in this Albia team? I think, you know, we're having success, but he doesn't, you know, and you could get real vanilla with the success we're having because it really hasn't been anything mysterious about it. We run the ball through you. But I've seen the last several weeks, Albia really trying to show something different every week.
They're scratching their heads right now. I mean, you know, the halfback pass that Bryce threw, you know, I can remember that pass. That was, you know, in the dome the first year that we went up there.
Yep.
When, who was it?
Scored on
threw
it.
That. Luke Sarver threw that to Zach Hugan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that plays in the playbook. Haven't seen it this year, but pulled it out. So, I mean, you got a lot of defensive coordinators out there that are going, they can do that too, huh?
Well, and then,
we better,
you know,
get ready for that.
I will say this again and try to make my point as resounding as I can, is that you see 42-0, then 42-6, the final score here, and you think, well, you probably didn't see much of a physical game. It was just a total outmatch. But really, Jimmy, and I know you love the physicality of the football game, PCM was physical.
Amen. I mean, it was a tough battle. I mean, it's just that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, you start realizing who has a great team, you know, and both teams were great, but I'm telling you, we were the greater of the greats, Jason. So we were great. Take that, Joe! Joe! I'm just a little boy saying that.
42-6, your final score. Let's take a quick timeout, come back. We're going to relive some of these moments that was tonight's football game. Albia, the big winner tonight, number one Albia over number six PCM. 42-6, the score. We'll be right back to give you some of the highlights of tonight's football game. Don't go anywhere.
Top-notch trading company up on Highway 137 in the old bowling alley is open for business. Stop and check out their store. They carry a little of everything: hunting, fishing, and trapping merchandise, sports memorabilia, and household items. You need it, they just might have it. Call Schofield Lawn for all your yard maintenance needs this fall, from that tree that needs trimming to the leaves that need begged. Eric does it all. He's also taking names for snow removal this winter, so call today at 641-455-4811 to get your appointment for fall yard work or winter snow removal.
There are days when you get home from work and you're tired to the bone. Days where you think about sinking into the couch inside. But not today.
All right, buddy, you and me, one-on-one. Nice shot.
Because tonight, it's game on.
When you're done, I've got Casey's Pizza on the table. Awesome!
Casey's, famous for pizza.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Iced down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
This is Pastor Brad Gray. Are you at a place in your life where you don't know which play to call? Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for our life. Come to River Life Family Worship Center at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we'll help you find that plan. River Life is located on the east edge of Albion, just past the Country Club Road, or go to rfwc.com for more information. See you at the river.
Absolute Cleaning Systems offers a landscape-friendly pressure washing service with free estimates. Absolute Cleaning Systems prides itself on being professional, prompt, and courteous with affordable pricing. Having your home pressure washed regularly to remove dirt, grime, mold, and mildew will keep your home looking fresh and clean. From brick to stone to stucco, you can trust Absolute Cleaning Systems to improve the look of your home. We serve Albia and the surrounding areas. Call Absolute for a free estimate at 641-932-4500.
Top-notch trading company of Albia on Highway 137 in the old bowling alley is open for business. Stop and check out their store. They carry a little of everything: hunting, fishing, and trapping merchandise, sports memorabilia, and household items. You need it, they just might have it.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Call Schofield Lawn for all your yard maintenance needs this fall, from that tree that needs trimming to the leaves that need bagged. Eric does it all. He's also taking names for snow removal this winter, so call today at 641-455-4811 to get your appointment for fall yard work or winter snow removal.
your final score here.
Ironman Field cleaning out, Dan, and I think there's going to be some PCM players there cleaning out those their cobwebs from tonight's football game. What a physical football game. Both teams, very physical. Yeah. Very, very physical.
And that's, you really like that as a Blue Demon fan. Certainly you like the way the score ends up, but just as important, you really like having a very tough opponent, tough game like this tonight, where they can go out and continue to work on their game and their effort, because the playoffs are right around the corner. I know we've got one more game, and we all recognize that the quality that's not there in that week, and so it's about getting tuned up right now for 10 days from now.
Well, PCM, if you come out of this game tonight and you're PCM 42-6, and maybe if you're just listening or looking at the scoreboard, you don't realize it, your football team played really physical football. Yeah. This is a PCM football team, Dan, that they can make a run into the playoffs. They're really tough to stop because they have so many athletes. Gilman is an outstanding quarterback. Outstanding quarterback.
Yeah, no, very much. And he's got a good line in front of him. He has great receivers. We saw that not only in Luke Griner, Noah Clark. I mean, two capable receivers. That's why they have over 500 yards receiving on the season, because of their size and stature and the way they held it. And like you say, Clark looked like Dallas Clark. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He was that kind of a tight end receiver, that worked really well, had great hands. But you just got a team in Albia that was able to shut him down for the better part of the game. They still got some yards, but not enough to do much damage with. They got next week's opponent, which is going to be North Polk. They want to win that game. That gets them the 2 seed, which gets them at least one home game in the postseason. So that's something they're shooting for. They don't have any time to feel sorry for themselves or look back, because they're going to fire up and come up. North Polk is doing well. I don't know about their game tonight. They've got CMB. They very much have a shot of being at a number 2 seed if they can win tonight. And so there's a lot at stake in District 7 and Class 2A. So it'll be interesting to see how those games play out.
Well, let's relive some of the moments that was tonight's football game. And it started with Carter, the Iceman Isley, on this play right here.